need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Love my Toyota Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great, yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me nu bought for Sunday. Ehi meri baili garsi, ehi me horn chalondiya.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world at maxmillions.com. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. Please play responsibly.
This Christmas at Tesco, get 25% off all F&F clothing with your Tesco Club card. Helping feed your Christmas spirit. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 18th of November. Club card or app required.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. Fewer pharmacies could open at evenings and weekends from January after owners voted in favour of collective action. The National Pharmacy Association says underfunding has left them in an untenable position. Some could also withdraw from providing emergency contraception, stop smoking services and even home deliveries. Doran Gurrant is a community pharmacist in Manchester. She feels undervalued.
Pharmacies are really important at tackling health inequalities, and I think the government needs to realise the wealth of information and support that local community pharmacies provide in actually helping with the rest of the healthcare system.
Ministers insist they're committed to community healthcare. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeve, says public sector pensions will be brought together in a so-called mega fund in what she says is the biggest reform of the sector in decades. She says it will allow for greater investments, including in energy and infrastructure projects in England and Wales. Business and economics correspondent Gurpreet Narwan explains what it means.
Britain's pension industry is one of the largest in the world, but it's really fragmented. There are loads of relatively small pots, and that adds all these layers of costs for lawyers, for fund managers, and for advisors. And the Chancellor wants to make that whole system more efficient.
A public meeting's being held in Londonderry tonight to discuss and gather ideas on how to make the city safer. It follows a recent spate of sexually motivated attacks on women. Police patrols have already been stepped up. Vets at Edinburgh Zoo believe that the death of a baby red panda on bonfire nights was linked to fireworks. The Royal Zoological Society of Scotland's now calling on Scottish and UK governments to tighten regulations on fireworks, including a ban on their sale to the public. The King turns 76 today. Gun salute will be fired across London and around the country to mark the occasion. And this year's John Lewis Christmas advert has dropped this morning. It focuses on a woman's quest for the perfect present for her little sister and features the 90s classic sonnet by The Verve. There's more on our website. Linger in the northwest of England, but brighter elsewhere with sunny spells. Milder today too, highs of 14 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove
on Magic Classical.
Indeed. Good morning. A quotation for the day. Composer Aaron Copland, born this day in 1900. So long as the human spirit thrives on this planet, music in some living form will accompany and sustain it and give it expressive meaning.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
The third movement of Haydn's Trumpet Concerto, Wynton Marsalis, with the National Philharmonic Orchestra, Raymond Leppard, presiding. 8 minutes past eight, and you're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast for this Thursday, the 14th of November. Hope it's going okay for you so far. All fine at this end here in the East Midlands. Meanwhile, in Northumberland, we find Lucy. Morning, Lucy, who says, I just want to add a slightly different perspective to the old is it too early for Christmas discussion. Oh, yeah. I've always been on the not-until-mid-December side, but recently I've realised something. If someone needs to bring some joy into their life, and putting up twinkly lights and decorating their Christmas tree in November does that, then they should go for it. We could all do with a little more joy, says Lucy. And, yeah, makes sense. I still won't put our tree up until mid-December, she says, but I'm enjoying seeing the odd twinkly light or two round here. And I even caught myself singing along with that well-known Christmas hit in the supermarket the other day. Oh, now you're pushing it. Am I mellowing in old age, you ask? Possibly, but I quite like it. You're in danger of triggering the... Still too early for those, I think. Oh, and if you want the panettone, you should buy the panettone. Life's too short to miss out. Oh, now you're talking. This after Lady Nove told me I shouldn't buy a panettone the other day on the basis that I would just eat it. I mean, she was right, but thank you, Lucy, for the alternative view. Great to have you with us. This is from Bach, his Fugue from the Prelude and Fugue number 2, with Keith Jarrett to play it. Thank you. some potentially tricky Bach, tackled with ease by Keith Jarrett. After 10 this morning, Penny Smith is back in charge, including today the latest opening of the Magic Classical Book Club. Today, the best-selling author behind The Rotter's Club and What a Carve-Up. That's Jonathan Coe. He has a new satire called The Proof of My Innocence. And we'll be telling Penny all about it after 10 this morning. After 9...
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
And others of a screen-related persuasion coming up in our Screen Time mix after 9 o'clock this morning. Now, some intriguing vocals from the Echo Vocal Ensemble, who do very clever things, including this, their improvisation on I'm Only Sleeping.
Please don't spoil our day. Please don't spoil our day.
The Echo Vocal Ensemble, directed by Sarah Latto. I'm still sleeping and only dreaming. That's from a really interesting album they released earlier in the year called Innocence, which is interesting because the repertoire is so wide. You know, the Beatles on the one hand, very respectable classical composers from hundreds of years ago on the other. Everything in between. Innocence, the album by the Echo Vocal Ensemble. When we had Question of the Day, Mark won. It was an intriguing little number involving elves and trucking and tax. Mary in Maidstone has subsequently come up with full workings that make sense of how it goes. Well, some sort of special retrospective imaginary prize for you. Brilliant. Mike in Wales, on the other hand, says, thanks for this morning's trucking elf question. I'm now lying under the imaginary Christmas tree with a bag on my head until the popping lights in my brain go away. Looking forward to the next one. Well, you've not long to wait. Question of the Day, Mark 2, will be along after something splendid from William Walton on this royal kingly birthday. Crown Imperial coming soon.
So come on, which is your favourite? Do you rave about Rachmaninoff? Are you mad on Mozart? I'm Darren Redick, and whatever classical music lights your fire, my new Sunday Night Request show is just what you need. So tell me all about the music you love, and I could be playing it this weekend. Email classicalrequests at magic.co.uk, text classical to 61054, or send a voice note to 07593-139-729. Requests on Magic Classical, Sunday nights at 9, or listen anytime on the Rayo app.
Here at Magic, we're already getting our place ready for the big day. And all next week on the 4 till 7 show, you can do the same thanks to Asda. They're the gnome of Christmas with their army of Christmas gnomes working hard to bring you and your family the best Christmas. So if you've got someone who deserves a magic start to the festive season, tell us at magic.co.uk. And you can both have Christmas sorted with £500 going straight into your Asda Rewards cash pot each. With Asda's incredible range of food, clothing, gifts, tech and, of course, iconic gnomes like Nibbles here.
Gnomissimo!
Yeah, I like his vibe. He's cooler than the other guy I usually share a studio with.
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Love my toy at Corolla. I do. Love it.
The Corolla's nice and comfy. My kids love it.
Slow maintenance. Looks great. Worth every penny.
My Corolla is great. Yeah. Plenty of room for my kit. Toyota Corolla me no board basande. Ehi miri baili garsi. Ehi me hornchilondia.
For 50 million drivers everywhere, there's one clear choice. Search Toyota Corolla to see why it's the world's favourite car. To verify, visit toyota.co.uk/Corolla data.
Calling all spinners. Join Sky Vegas, the online casino, where we offer new players 50 free spins to use in your first 7 days and 200 more when you deposit and spend £10 within 30 days, all with no wagering required. You love a good spin? We love a good spin. Sky Vegas. Play. It's why we're here. 18 plus free spins loaded on first eligible game. Game and eligibility restrictions and further T's and C's apply. BeGambleAware.org.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
This Christmas at Tesco, get a 180-gram bag of Doritos, now just £1.65, down from £2.50 with your Tesco club card. Helping feed your Christmas spirit. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores, ends 3rd of December, club card or app required.
the M62 towards Leeds, queuing heavily from Brickhouse, where there is one lane closed for an accident before junction 27 at Gilderson. On the M6, an accident involving lorries north of Birmingham after junction 6, Spaghetti Junction. Two lanes are closed. The M1 slow south at Rugby, an accident after junction 18 across two lanes, but also within the roadworks. Essex, you can't access the Ongar Road at Abridge. The A113 blocked by an accident near the Stapleford Aerodrome. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
The Splendour of William Walton's Crown Imperial. And the wearer of the crown is 76 today. It's the King's birthday today. Turned 76. Oh, and thank you, Jan, who emailed me with the suggestion of something else I should play in honour of the King's birthday. Grand idea, Jan. I couldn't locate it in a form in which I could broadcast it. Annoying technicalities and so on, but thank you for the suggestion. I'll look into it for future occasions. Now, nudging towards 8:30, quick check on the headlines this morning. The Chancellor says her plans to reform the pensions market will result in greater returns for people and businesses. So-called mega funds are to be created, which will pool assets from nearly 90 local government pots. Owners of pharmacies in England, Wales and Northern Ireland have voted in favour of collective action for the first time, which will see fewer open in the evenings and at weekends from January. Those balloted say they've been left with no option. Ministers insist they're committed to community health care. And the King is spending his birthday opening two food hubs today. As His Majesty turns 76. We start but a mostly dry day with sunny spells in the mix later. Tonight staying dry, tomorrow a cloudy and windy north, a sunnier south. Now then, question of the day, Mark 2, which does not involve trucks or elves or gnomes, and is much less mathematically challenging than question of the day, Mark 1 today was. Whew. Question of the day, Mark 2, has us thumbing the books of history and going in the direction of this day in 1896. On this day in 1896, what was increased from 4, or sometimes 2, to 14? This is a domestic British anniversary. On this day in 1896 in this country, what was increased from 4, or sometimes 2, to 14? Now, I've told you, there are no gnomes or elves involved. Apart from that, a world of possibilities, really. By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. We'll see if we can come up with some sort of convincing answer this side of 9 o'clock. Now this is a bit of film music from a lovely film from a few years ago with Dame Maggie Smith as the lady resident in a van outside Alan Bennett's house. The Lady in the Van. This is Miss Shepherd's Waltz, music by George Fenton. Example of the composer's skill, George Fenton's music for The Lady in the Van. Morning, Richard, or Slim Richard, as he signs himself, complete with a halo-wearing emoji, saying, morning from a lovely sunny Wicks where the leaves are falling through sunbeams. Oh, lovely, yes, brightening up here too. Paula didn't have time to do question of the day today. Exhausted after Christmas shopping yesterday. But she did catch you that you've been indulging in mince pie eating. 4 or 5, she thinks she heard, and now refers to you as Roly-Poly Novi. I thought you'd like to know what this sweet thing of mine is really like, says Slim Richard. Carry on eating. Yes, this is not a habit. It's just that our friend came round bringing her mince pies, her first bake of the season. And she said, I think the pastry's a bit too flaky, a bit crumbly. See what you think. So it wasn't a matter of really excessive eating. This is scientific research. The calories don't count in the... No. Good. Question of the day, Mark 2, today, this day in 1896. What, in this country, was increased from 4, or sometimes 2, to 14? What could it be? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. Beethoven now. Bagatelle, a mere bagatelle. Bagatelle number 1, with Paul Lewis to play it. Lewis playing Beethoven to Bagatelle in G minor on Magic Classical. Don't forget, if you have a request for something grand, whether it be a lovely piano piece like that or a huge orchestral masterwork or the Mad Organist or whatever, our request show with Darren Reddick is here on Sunday evening, 7 o'clock. But any time you like, drop a request by email to classicalrequests@magic.co.uk, and Darren will be glad to see what he can do to oblige. He's a very obliging soul, really. On the way very soon, Milos and his guitar.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
What does that mean? What does that mean for her as a young child who now couldn't move her right hand side? She couldn't speak. She couldn't talk. She couldn't eat. where is this going to lead us? Where are we going to go? And we were just very much in a state of shock, is how I would best describe it.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Skoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at skoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Skoda Finance.
Happy holidays, everyone. Spoil all your loved ones for less at TK Maxx with big brand gifts literally everyone will love. From the big Prezi to stocking fillers and everything in between. Get the whole list for up to 60% less than the RRP. Big gifts, small prices. In-store and online now at TK Maxx.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded Best Broadband Experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month, four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Magic and Holiday Inn Express are giving you the chance to win a hotel stay with family or friends. Whatever your occasion, at Holiday Inn Express, you'll always find a comfy bed with premium bedding for a great night's sleep. All the essentials you need for the perfect stay, plus a hot, fresh breakfast, so you can start your day right. A stay so perfect that at magic.co.uk, we're giving you the chance to win a break for yourself. Head to our website now to enter. All thanks to Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
Hello, Penny Smith here. Looking forward to a chat in my show later with author Jonathan Coe, who's written books like The Rotters Club, which was made into a TV series, and what a carve-up. His latest novel features cosy crime, dark academia, and a lot of fun with an overlay of satire. See you at 10 or anytime on Rayo.
Overture for Stravinsky's Polonaise Suite with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conducted by Stefan Sanderling. 10 to 9, and let's just sort out question of the day, Mark 2. This day in 1896, what was increased from 4, or sometimes 2, to 14? This one's got me scratching my head, says Nautical Nick from Somerset, and my only thought, is it something to do with an increase in the time off allowance for public workers? Interesting thought. Not what it says here, but interesting anyway. Morning, Laney from Oakham's partner, reporting not usually the one to reply to your riddles of a morning, but as a currently one-legged cyclist. Injury afoot. Literally afoot. I think I know this one. Didn't the government raise the speed limit on the roads to 14 miles an hour, having filled in all the potholes? Potholes? What potholes? We don't see any potholes, do we? If we don't look down. I think I know this, says Rog in South Leicestershire, lining myself up for a fall. Is it something to do with the speed of vehicles on the road? Oh, I see City did well last night, didn't they? I'm not sure which City, whether they were playing and against whom, but you need to limber up for your match of the day job application. The interview could be tough. Thanks for the tips. As a historian, this is right up my street, says Lee from Epsom. The Theresa Crinoline Circumference Act of 1896 increased the permitted maximum circumference of aforementioned skirt hoops to 14 metres. This was followed by the Width of Doors Act of 1897. Great thought. David in Newbury says, I'm wondering if this has something to do with speed, especially since there was no mention of units, which would have given the game away. Was it that the speed limit was increased to 14 miles an hour? Nothing's changed much at this time of the morning. Along our road, living close to two schools, vehicular speed rarely reaches double figures. Sue is in Grantham and tuned in early to hear question one. Waste of time, far too complicated. Much firmer ground with history. Could this be something about the speed limit for newfangled automobiles increased to 14 miles an hour? A lovely start to the day with weak sunshine and a wispy mist on the fields. Ooh. Marvellous. Yeah, it is speed. It's the speed limit for horseless carriages was increased from a basic 4 or 2 in some built-up areas to 14 miles an hour. If you ever drive through central London, 14 miles an hour is a sort of giddy ambition, really. So's 4. Actually, a lot of the time, so's 2. Anyway, speed limit, yes, that's it. Now, before 9 o'clock, let's enjoy a little oasis of calm with Voces 8.
Thank you.
It's the work of Eric Whittaker, genius of choral music, from his work The Sacred Veil, Child of Wonder, performed by Voces 8. News update for 9 o'clock will follow very soon, and then we'll have our Thursday morning screen time, starting off with something perky from Camille and Julie Berthollet.
Here at Magic, we're already getting our place ready for the big day. And all next week on the 4 till 7 show, you can do the same thanks to Asda. They're the gnome of Christmas with their army of Christmas gnomes working hard to bring you and your family the best Christmas. So if you've got someone who deserves a magic start to the festive season, tell us at magic.co.uk. And you can both have Christmas sorted with £500 going straight into your Asda rewards cash pot each. With Asda's incredible range of food, clothing, gifts, tech and of course iconic gnomes like Nibbles here.
Gnomissimo!
Yeah, I like his vibe. He's cooler than the other guy I usually share a studio with.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere, even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
139 at McDonald's gets you a delicious cheeseburger. 139 at a concert gets you...
Testing.
McDonald's Saver Menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Price varies on delivery, subject to availability.
Magic Classical, the home of Penny Smith. Here every weekday morning from 10 and working with the Stroke Association.
Join me every day for the Penny for Your Thoughts brain teaser, the quiz of the day, and the Magic Classical listener in resident is going to share some of their favourite tunes across the working week. Also, I chat to some of the biggest names in the world of arts and entertainment.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association, providing support for all stroke survivors for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
This Christmas at Tesco, get a 550-gram box of Victoria biscuits, now £3, down from £5 with your Tesco Club card. Helping feed your Christmas spirit. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores ends 19th of November. Club card or app required.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Pensions mega funds are going to be created under new government plans to increase investments in infrastructure and business. The Treasury suggests the reforms could unlock £80 billion. 90 local government pots will be grouped together with different assets merged. Pensions Minister Emma Reynolds says there are similar successful schemes elsewhere.
This is about ensuring that their savings are being worked harder and are growing more over time. In Australia and Canada, we see the size of pension schemes akin to the mega funds that we're talking about, investing more in high growth companies and more in big infrastructure projects.
Fewer pharmacies could open at evenings and weekends from January after owners voted in favour of collective action. The National Pharmacy Association says underfunding has left them in an untenable position. Ministers insist they're committed to community healthcare. Women and girls and members of the LGBTQ plus community are coming together in Londonderry this evening to discuss how to make the city feel safer for them. It follows a recent spate of sexually motivated attacks on women in Derry. Greta Horgan is from Alliance for Choice Derry, which is organising tonight's public meeting.
What we need to do is to bring people together.